Thought I lost your picture there.
I'm back, baby.
She always comes back.
Are we rolling?
We are.
Well, welcome back, guys, to Baby Got Stacks. Oh, that sounds good to say again.
Yeah. I was going to look to see when the last time we posted was.
Mm.
And I thought, no,
mm-mm.
I don't.
probably in July.
Mm.
Because that was our last thing that we posted was about July books.
Oh, it was. You know, stuff happens.
So some things happened while we've been gone. We promise we never forgot you guys. And we also promise we are not ending the podcast. It's just some things have happened.
Some scheduling.
First off, Melanie got engaged since we've been away.
Oh my God, I did get engaged. It all started so long ago. Oh man.
Yeah, so Mel got engaged. Also her house flooded.
Twice.
I quit my job.
I quit my job.
So, you know.
Tale as old as time.
Some things have happened, but we are still the bestest of friends wanting to do a podcast together, and we will get this done one way or another.
If there's anything that's been consistent throughout this, it's each other and books.
It's true. We never stopped reading. We still read.
We never stopped reading.
It's just
through the good and the bad.
It's just there's been a lot of things, but now that we both have time on our hands, we're hoping, you know, we've been talking about a season two. We're trying to figure out, you know, what we're wanting to post, what kind of content. We're going to get there.
And you know what's funny that I just thought of right now? The fact that in America, TikTok might get banned. And we've still have never posted something on the TikTok.
You know, I did see, though, that I don't want to say he who must not be named. The T word, does fondly like TikTok and doesn't want it to go away. So he might save it. I don't know. I don't know how.
Anything can happen. There's a horse in the hospital.
Honestly, that might be the one good thing he does. That's like the one thing I could back him up on. You know, if he saves TikTok, because who wants to go to sleep on time? No one. I don't.
No.
I would like to scroll endlessly.
I need my doom scrolling time.
Exactly. Exactly. So I hope that it doesn't go away. Someday. You
know, maybe we'll post something.
Like the day that it disappears.
The day of. 1 hour
before. The day it's supposed to be gone. Yeah, it's supposed to be gone. Well, we'll get there. I'm sure there'll be another thing. You know, that's like TikTok.
We have a YouTube, so.
We do, yes. But we figured we would go back and record the episodes for the books we promised.
Yeah.
And we did read.
We read them.
We did read them. But things got the better of us and time just slipped away.
Time after time. I've seen Cyndi Lauper in the time we've been gone.
That's right. We also saw Pitbull again and T-Pain.
Ugh.
We did.
I'd see T-Pain every time he came around.
Oh, I would. On a show. Yeah. He really does. What else have we done? We had Friendsgiving together.
We did have Friendsgiving.
You got another dog. You
found another dog. You might hear her screaming in the background.
She's very cute.
She's very
loving. I traveled to Washington.
Mm-hmm. And to
Idaho. Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of Idaho, I'm going to pull a Frankie and I'm going to get my phone out because I just remembered to show you a picture. Obviously, no one.
I generally thought you were going to bring up potatoes.
The what?
I thought you were going to say something about potato.
I mean, I do like a good potato. No, I was going to show you Ravenna because when I went to Idaho, I had bought my niece Ravenna. My friend Kendall had, I met her, her daughter. I bought her a snow.
Oh,
my snow outfit.
She's so cute.
The little snowman. The little
smug smile.
Then she is living my dream, because then Kendall sent me photos and said how to take the top off to get into some sour cream. Look at all that sour cream.
Oh, my God. And she's still eyeing it up. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That look, is a little sour cream mustache.
It is all.
And beard. Full beard.
All over her. Oh, yeah.
It's on her eye.
So this baby is living my dream of sour cream galore.
You know, I like sour cream. I don't know if I could just eat it plain. I need at least a chip.
Oh, no. Usually when mom, she'd like mix it up with a spoon because it got that like weird liquidy layer, stuff on the top. Yeah. She'd just give me the spoon to lick. So I definitely can eat it just plain. Yeah, that's like the one thing. I may be a picky eater. Sour cream. Yeah, put some sour cream on it. I'm fine. No, sour cream is not one of them. I do like my dairy, unless it's milk. I don't like milk. Fun fact for you.
Fun fact. Oh, man. The book we got going for today. We may just talk about the whole series, because at this point, we've both read the entire series. And where one starts and ends, we don't know anymore.
No.
But we'll try.
It's because
we promised a court of mist and fury. Well,
yeah, it's a court of mist and fury. Yes,
that one.
But the really, it's really all of them at this point. We had to
read all of them.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you talked me into reading the rest of them, because I read the first one. I didn't. It was okay, but I was like, meh.
It was okay. Yeah.
So then I backed off, and then I read it a second time, and then I ate it up. And then I read all of them.
It's crazy how you're just like, okay, I'll pick up the next one. I'll pick it. And then boom, you just had to read the whole thing.
Well, the I mean.
Nothing casual about it.
you have to. Because it ends on a kind of, well, it doesn't really end on a cliffhanger. It
definitely is good on like, trust me, you want to read more.
You I did not realize next. How small the font is, because I read it on my Kindle, and I have my Kindle like bumped up to like, I'm an old lady. So when I see how small this print is, God.
I read it physically.
I have not read a physical book in a while.
Oh, I definitely haven't read a physical book in a while since the flood. I've had to pack up all of my books. Since
that's right. Have them. They have, so okay.
A lot of audiobooks.
We did forget to say, though, all the books are safe.
Oh, all my books are safe. Both floods, all safe.
Second flood, though, her fiance went. It's weird calling him that. I'm like, okay. He immediately went for the books, which God bless him.
Yeah. First that instinct was, I need to get your books.
A keeper right and there.
That's why I'm marrying that man. He just gets me, you know?
He does. Honestly, I looked at Dean and I said, if that's not how you do that when we have a flood, I don't know.
I'll be fine, but get my books.
Yeah, get my books. That's what I... That's...
First flood, I threw the cats in the carriers and then started to drag the bookshelf in my room out of the room.
You have to save all of the books.
I had to.
But all of them... All of them are safe. All of them are fine. We're very excited that I can now come over and help you put your bookshelf back together.
I guess I do have some books available to me, because we have gone book shopping and those books are still in my trunk.
That's been a while ago. That's right. You Correct. Did bring them into the house because you didn't want him to find them.
I was just going to have to pack them anyway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
they are in
and
there.
My Goodreads is all a mess, because I remembered some things that I got, but I didn't remember all of them. So, and I've yet even, to like gone through my trunk.
There's been some books that I've found that weren't on my Goodreads, and I was like, yeah, I own that. And then I looked at my shelf, I was like, there it is right there.
Yep, there it is.
How? Okay.
Yeah. But once we set all these back up, I'll have to go through my Goodreads and we gotta organize them.
Mm-hmm.
I might need another bookshelf.
I need another.
Who knows?
I needed another one. I realized because I had gotten other books for my birthday that when I was putting those in the living room bookshelf, I didn't have any space to put them when I was pulling books out. So now they're doubled stacked on the bookshelf in the music room. So I need another bookshelf.
And for Black Friday, we got the rest of, well, we got the Thorn and Blast series. And
Got
the Crescent City series. And those are thick.
I got that series too. I got you both. Too. Yeah, I got both Crescent City and Thorn and Glass. Yeah. Yeah, they're thick. Then I got some special editions from Black Friday. Mm-hmm. I got the Butcher and Blackbird, Wild Love, and then I got a signed Done and Dusted book.
Yeah. We need to get you one of those stands to like display certain ones.
Ooh, yes. I know. I'm thinking whenever I have like all of my books and they're all pretty and I have all the bookshelves that I need, I want to do them to where they're like kind of like side slanted.
Oh yeah.
That's what I want to do, especially for my Lucy Score ones. I need to do that. And yeah, I'm starting to get, there's some little things that I found on Etsy that I want. There is like this tiny little cowboy hat that I want to put next to my Elsie Silver books. And then I found this cowboy boot that is also a match holder. Like the bottom of the boot is like the thing for matches. And then it holds the
incredible.
Right?
Incredible. Honestly, I like that better than the, was it Marshalls and TJ Maxx that were selling that candle boot?
Some of that. There's been crystals. I went into Home Goods today because we needed a white elephant gift for his family. So we got a chocolate covered strawberry candle. It has no lid on it. So it's, my car now smells like chocolate covered strawberries.
Beautiful.
They had a bow tie pasta candle and they had also the avocado toast candle.
They're really going for it.
That honestly was the quickest I've ever been in a Home Goods in my entire life. We were like in and out. He also got pizza wrapping paper.
Always.
I was like, whatever. Okay. Fine by me. We still have to wrap gifts, but I was like, okay. I have my Snoopy ones. Back to our book,
I guess. I mean, quite a book.
Quite a series, honestly.
Quite a series. And there's talk of the author being not good person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can
she write a book?
But boy, can she write a book.
That's really all I care about.
What's done is done. We have all her books.
I'm not going to lie. I'm scared to read the next series.
I'm a little worried that I know it's, well, I don't know for sure. From what I've heard, it's definitely more action
than romance.
So I just have to remember that.
Also, are you going to tandem read? There's two books that you're supposed to tandem read.
I don't think my pea brain could handle it. I think the most I'm going to do is read The Assassin's Blade first.
Those are
little short prequels.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do.
I think that's what I'll do. But when it comes to like reading, tandem reading, I don't think I could.
I know. I'm really scared because of how much I loved this series. I've heard people not really liking too much the other one, but that's because it doesn't have so much romance in it.
I feel like as long as we check our expectations, we should be okay.
Yeah.
Is this the best writing in the world? No. You're in it for the ride, man.
No, but I mean, Reese and Farrah is just, I mean, the night, just like Valeris is just,
Valeris.
It's just so pretty. But yes, the second book ends, technically the second book ends when Farrah is going to Tamlin, like the spring court again, when she is already the High Lady of the Night Court.
Mm-hmm. I guess, obviously, spoilers we always do spoilers in our episodes. We have done an episode on the first book.
Yes.
For Thorns and Roses.
Yeah.
You can check that out. Mm-hmm. And then come back to this one. I don't remember how the first one ends. Like, where do we start this one? And looking and looking. Because Aegwynn defeats Amarantha.
They just got off, like, out of the mountain. And she's been having nightmares. And she's still with the Spring Court. And they're getting ready to get married.
Married. Ugh. Ugh. Honestly, I think half the fun of this book is all the memes and the TikToks about them.
They're hilarious. So good. And like the Bat Boys, and they're so good. I don't even like know. Yeah, so basically now we're just going to get into spoilers because there's really like nothing.
There's no other way to talk about it, especially since it's a second in a book.
In the second book, this is when Farrah and Tamlin are to be wed. She's not really feeling it, but she's like, I kind of just have to go with it. Then Tamlin has his side bitch. I don't remember her name. I don't really care at this point. She's the one that's like putting all the wedding together. Then as she's walking down the aisle, Rhys comes and is like, first off, he had not been seen. He like disappeared.
Yeah, no one knew where his whereabouts were.
Spoiler times 1,000, it was because he realized that Farrah was his mate, and that's why he dipped.
Yeah, boom.
So he comes back out of the blue. She had not seen him. They had a deal in the first book where like he was gonna, it was like divorced parent situation where like she'd go and visit him, and then she'd come back, and they. Yeah. I don't remember how long, but I feel like it was like a month. I don't remember.
Something along those lines. Yeah.
Wow. So he comes and is just like, oh, you know, I'm making good on my deal. You're coming with me. And then, of course, Tamlin's all butt hurt.
In the middle of the wedding. Walking down the aisle.
She is walking down, but he could feel, you know, that she didn't want to go through with it. And she was like, please, someone, like, I need some help. And he came. And saved the day. So he takes her away. And then they fall in love. And she gets crowned.
She learns about the Night Court. Because everywhere else it's just rumored that they're like awful people. And they're like dangerous. And
they kill. They don't care about people and feelings. Because
no one's been to the Night Court, really. There's like it's a secret.
They've been to...
There's one part of it that really is kind of... sketchy.
They've been to the Court of Nightmares, but no one knows Valeris. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Valeris, I think.
No one's been there. Rhys has been able to hide that from everyone. Like, it's not even on maps. Like, that's how good.
Yeah,
from everyone. So she falls in love with that.
And you meet the Night Court.
This book is when her sisters get captured too. And go into the cauldron, I think.
Those lucky bitches.
Because in the end, remember, she said that, like, Lucien can't do anything while she's there because, not unless he never wanted to see his mate Elaine again.
Yeah.
So Lucien and Elaine are fated mates, which, meh.
Allegedly. There are theories.
That's true. Yes. And so... there's Cassian and her other sister, Nesta.
And then there's Azriel and, is it Morgan?
He calls her Mor.
Mor, yeah.
But
I think she's the Morrigan.
I thought it was like Moria or Mor.
Oh. I've read these even further back than you have. So yours probably more correct.
Well, it doesn't help that like all it says is Mor. That's not very helpful. So there, I guess I could have read the back of the book.
That's crazy.
I guess
I could read the back. Okay.
You must.
if I must. Thera has undergone more trials than one human woman can carry in her heart. Though she's now been granted the powers and lifespan of the High Fae, she is haunted by her time under the mountain and the terrible deeds she performed to save the lives of Tamlin and his people. As her marriage to Tamlin approaches, Farrah's hollowness and nightmares consume her. She finds herself split into two different people. One who upholds her bargain with Ryzen. Is it Ryzen? Reason? I don't know. I call him Reese.
I think it's Rhysand.
It's Reese to me. I never know. This is the hard part about fantasy books. I can't pronounce anything worth crap. And so I just say them wrong in my head because it's my head.
Yeah.
But then when I have to say it out loud, then I just don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
He High Lord of the Feared Night Court and one who lives out her life in the Spring Court with Tamlin. While Farrah navigates a dark web of politics, passion, and dazzling power, a greater evil looms. She might just be the key to stopping it, but only if she can harness her harrowing gifts, heal her fractured soul, and decide how she wishes to shape her future and the future of the world in turmoil. So that is that. In this book also is where Qyburn, the king of Qyburn. I don't remember his name. It's not Qyburn, is it?
It's no.
Not? I don't think so.
Why do Anywho. I think it is too?
Anywho, the king of Qyburn, Bruce is going to call him that. She finds out that like they're going to take over all the courts. And so I believe the courts all get together in this book. Or is that in the third book? See, this is the problem, guys. This is the problem. I don't remember what.
No, that might be the third one. Because I think that happens after they release Tamlin again.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I see.
If you hear snarling in the background, that's my dog trying to scratch its back on the carpet. Just going to tell you that right now. Because I can hear him, so I'm sure you guys can. Yep, I definitely can hear him. So I thought that they were going to start the war because I believe this is when her sisters get captured by the King of Qyburn. And they get forced into the cauldron.
I think so.
Yes, because Chapter 38 says, Amarin took the book to wherever it was she lived in Valeris, leaving the five of us to eat while Rhys told them of our visit to the summer court. So this is when they figured out that there's two different things to get rid of the cauldron. It's the book, which was in the summer court, and then I don't remember what the other thing was. There's two things. Or no, it was parts of the book. It was two halves of the book. They had ripped it in half. One part of the book was in the summer court down in that like dungeon under the water. Then the second half of the book was with the people from her town where she grew up in in the mortal land. It was like human. The queens. It was like seven queens or whatever. I don't remember how many there were, but so they were trying to find that to bring it together. I believe that is what happened. All I know is that the sisters went into the cauldron and then they came out and Nesta was not happy about it.
She's not okay. Or do you just want to talk about the other books? Because the last or the most recent book it switches to Nesta's perspective.
Yeah.
And her story primarily rather than Feyre's.
Well, and then, I mean, it's hard because the second and third book is basically about like the big war that happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're kind of just, I will let you guys know, the second book ends with her going back to the Spring Court and pretty much like pretending to love Tamlin when she doesn't, and like getting
she's like back undercover.
Yes. So that's where the second book ends. Now we're just gonna kind of muddle them all together.
Free ball it because it just becomes one long story
it's
in your
just
head.
Muddying. Yeah. It's
it's all good.
Oh, it's so good. And I will say,
a lot of people didn't like the latest one with Nesta because they didn't like Nesta.
It was okay. I feel like
I definitely like her more now.
Yes,
than before reading her book.
I liked the second or third book. I feel like they're both top for me. The second or third book, the fourth, the novella.
The novella, the Starlight one. Yeah, I could have take or leave that one.
I appreciated that they talked about, so obviously with all of the sex scene that goes on between Feyre and Rhys, she ends up pregnant. But the problem is that she ended up pregnant when he was in his with his wings.
Yeah.
So now the baby's got wings.
Wings.
And
that's an issue with the human body.
That is an issue. So the whole thing was like she probably was gonna die.
Yeah.
She doesn't die. Did I tear up? I think I cried twice. One, when I thought Reese was going to die. That one was a hard pill to swallow. I feel like I might have teared up when she was giving birth. Probably. I'm sure I did. I'm very emotional when it comes to these things.
You just get so attached. Because these are long books. So you've like read a lot of this at that point. And so you just can't
you
help.
Get attached. You get attached to these people. You kind of like their backstories, and not a lot of books can make me cry, but it's when you get like really attached to them, and then they just, I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah. And the thing with this book, like, it's not like the best writing in the world. It's not this huge fantastical world, and you just gotta, let go of it and just let yourself have fun, because I had a lot of fun reading these books. Read them so fast.
It was really good. It had really good banter.
Yeah.
There's enough characters. There's one that you have to love. Like, it just there's a lot of good drama, and
there's some action, so you get some of the fight scenes and the romance and just like every day of them like going to into Valaris and going to that club was Arita's.
Yeah, the club, like her art, the art stuff, like with her art studio, and there's like a lot of different things. I hear the puppers.
There's a puppers.
there's a lot of different elements to these books. I feel like there's something for everyone in these books.
Fun.
I really liked them. I definitely think I would read them again at some point.
I probably would.
To the point, like. So. I read enough books that like after I finish a book I'm like I don't remember exactly what happened or like little things,
all the little details, especially since there's so many with this, like you can get like the main overarching story but like all the little things you definitely don't remember because there's a lot of little things.
I'm pretty sure I rated this a 5 out of 5. I don't see why.
As a series as a whole, for sure 5 out of 5. Individually it probably varied, but as a whole
I think.
See what my rating for this specific book was.
I feel like I might have given the first one a 4 out of 5. Let me see.
I give Mist and Fury 5.
Where did I?
Yeah, I gave the first one a 4, second one a 5, third one a 4. I gave the novella 3.5.
I did the first one a 4. Second one a 5, third one a 5. I gave the 3.5.
Yeah.
I did a 4 because I felt like I liked that they really got into depth with her like having the baby, because I know that was like a struggle. And then the last one, the last one I gave a 5 out of 5, so I guess I did enjoy it.
I gave Silver Flames a 4.
I might have, it probably towards the end, I liked it.
I was going to say, it just took a while for me to get invested with Nesta because she's such an awful person at first.
Yeah.
It's a struggle a little bit.
Yes, it is. But I really enjoyed it. There is, supposedly the series is not done. I'm hoping that maybe the next book will be about Az or maybe Cassian.
Yeah. Maybe. I definitely want to learn more, because like more about more.
There's a whole thing with Cassian and more, like how they were like, he was Mora's first. So that way, because
she's Azrael.
No, I thought it was Cassian.
Is it Cassian? I don't remember.
I thought so.
Well, Azrael has this like crush, kind of. I don't know. There's something like Cassian consistently like buffers between them to make it less weird.
Maybe it is Az then. And then there's Amarin, and she was like this, she's like a demon thing, like she was
like
she took over like a human body or whatever, like
she was like imprisoned,
she came from the prison where like really bad people go. And then they like let her free. I don't even know what she did.
I think it's a myth, or we didn't know for a long time what she did, or like she doesn't talk about it.
She doesn't talk about it. Yeah. And she's just been around for like thousands of years. Yeah. And then she like sacrificed herself to like stay, like now she is stuck in that body, or like, I don't know. There's something. Yeah. She like put herself on the line for something. And then Tamlin during the war saved, was it Farah? I think he saved. But then their dad died, and that was kind of sad.
Dad did die.
That was really sad.
I'm glad they kind of came back around on the dad. They kind of, because at first he was an awful person.
Yes.
But then he kind of learned the lies.
And they kind of just, they were done with that. I'll have to.
And then we were done with the dad.
And then we were done with that, yeah. And they gave, like, they have in the spot, I think Farah, or maybe it was Elaine, have, like, a headstone for him. Like, there's a place so they can, like, pay their respects.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. There were a lot of people that died in the war. But I don't think it was, like, anyone, like, I mean, obviously her father. But I can't think of anyone else.
No, and it was kind of a redeeming arc for Nesta. And you can see everyone coming around.
Oh, the, is it, oh my God, I'm going to butcher this. I do apologize to everyone. Is it the surreal?
Surreal?
Surreal? Oh my God, I don't even know.
We all agree he's the best character.
He really is.
He's
just so good.
True homie, that one.
And then he died. Yeah, that one. Yeah. I kind of want, they have like a surreal tea company shirt. I like that.
I get it.
Yeah, he was a real one. That was a rough death to, he was good.
That felt like Dobby dying.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Just like that little side character that you just cared for.
Like, why couldn't he just like, live life? Why? Yes.
But I think if another one comes out, I think I would have to reread.
Oh, definitely.
Something.
I'm sure that I'm pretty sure someone said that, like, she will have one. Although
I think she is. There's just no, like, date.
The last one came out in 2021.
Oh my God. Well, she released that third Crescent City one, and that thing's ginormous. So I'm not surprised that it's been, because that's has been her latest.
I think
Throne of Glass is done, right? Right?
That's what I was thinking. I think so. All of them came out in like 2023.
Oh.
I wonder if they might have like republished.
Oh yeah, they probably did
I think they republished. Yeah, her latest one was House of Flame and Shadow, which is the third Crescent City, and that came out in January of this year.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. Maybe sometime late next year we'll get something.
Hopefully.
But all of these series are interconnected, and I think that's going to be the most fun, is just reading them and seeing how they weave together.
I'm intrigued on how, how they are interconnected. Like, are they characters that we've known?
Also, I could be wrong, but I think the Throne of Glass series is technically young adult, but all of these are adult.
Think so. It probably because, it doesn't have, is it YA?
Throne of Glass is YA.
Okay. Don't know how I feel.
I mean, Court of Thorns and Roses is also tagged as YA, so
that's a lie.
That's a myth.
Well, okay. Well, then I'm not gonna take
the other one.
Oh my God, that is ridiculous. If I've ever heard it, that is nuts. What about? Oh, the other one is adult. The Crescent City, that's adult. Yeah. Should we get into our rowdy one star reviews of A Court of Mist and Fury?
I remember Thorns of Roses being pretty good with their one stars. What's crazy is this is the second book. People had to come back to read these.
So. Right? Maybe. I mean, technically, since we like put them all together, I can do snippets of each book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone rated it one star and said, just what I expected. Okay.
Oh. I don't think I've ever gone into a book expecting it.
To suck
one star.
Fairy, you don't get to play with the man's heart and love for you. You don't get to break his heart and then tell him you still love him. I don't care if he did you wrong. Oh, this person, like, oh my God. I'm not going to read all this, but I will show you.
That's a whole book with memes, with GIFs. Oh, oh, wow. That's a lot. That took a few scrolls. Damn.
They did like progress updates. 95% done. I hate Farah. I'm not sure why, but I have a feeling that if she was real, then I'd have strangled her a long time ago.
Oh.
64% done. Dear Farah, poking your nose where it doesn't belong and where it isn't wanted is not a sign of strength. It's a sign of stupidity. I have a feeling that Sarah J. Maas is obsessed with rings. Is this pre-reading update? I'm reading this even though I've read ACTAR and in parentheses, I didn't like it. I'm not sure why I'm doing this. Why would you?
Then why put yourself through it?
My IQ has dropped drastically.
Oh.
A fitting end would have been in a grave burning in hell.
Gosh.
Wow. Yeah. People, some of these people did not like this book. Okay. People now let's feelings. Go on to the third one. Okay. So this is the third. We're on the third one now. 202. That's the number of times the word mate is in this hellish book. Too bloody long and too damn bloody. Yeah, they just didn't like the characters. They don't like the author. His groan of pleasure drowned out the sounds of the injured and dying. That is all.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They do. That is, yeah.
That does happen.
I vomit a little in my mouth every time I see someone gushing over any of the males written in Sarah J. Maas. Boring, jealous, and toxic.
Listen, no one wants them in, like, for realsies.
But they're the bad
boys. Just in a fantasy world.
Yeah.
It only works in a book.
Let's see. After this is the novella. Mm-hmm. This book was pointless, but okay.
But okay.
I'm going to be honest, guys. You guys write way too big of reviews. Like, way too big.
People are being thorough.
I'm trying to figure out what exactly the point of this book was. This book is so pointless and absolutely a money grab. Sarah managed to butcher her own characters. Congrats. It's shit.
It's saving grace is that it's a novella.
It's true. I don't remember how many pages. 272. I mean, it is a novella considering her other books.
Like, wow, in my head it's so much thinner.
Well, yeah, because A Court of Mist and Fury is 624 pages. She thick. And I think the last one, A Court of Silver and Flames, yeah, that's 757.
That was the longest, I think, yeah.
All right, so we're on the last one with Nesta.
Oh, man. People are going to have words about Nesta.
Nesta's garbage. Stop romanticizing. She's being toxic with she suffered. This book is a big no for me.
She has growth by the end.
Thank the mother and the cauldron. This mother effing book dragged from start to finish. Massive disappointment. This was embarrassing.
Oh, wow.
DNF this because life is too short to read books you organically hate. Someone was like, I'm not going to continue the series. You're on the last one. I mean,
you're on the latest one.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, that one, we get like to know the library. And
one the star for the Rain. House. Yeah, one star for the house.
Oh.
Oh, God. Someone was just like, I hate Nesta.
Yeah, Nesta is a hard pill to swallow. But like the friend she makes.
Right, I know.
The Valkyries.
Like that. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I liked it.
A lot of people did. I mean, a lot of people liked it. I mean, all of these have over 2 million ratings on it. I mean, it's nuts. So
it's not a series I would just like blankly recommend. It will take a certain person. You have to like romance. You have to be okay with toxic. Like, it's not a perfect relationship, obviously. Like,
Tamlin. There's a lot of characters that like obviously you're gonna hate. Obviously, like when they're up in the mountain. Yeah. When they're like, there's the prison. There's and, like, things that you're not gonna like
them.
Yeah. it kind of gives the book more character. I don't know. It's just, it makes you fall in love with the other characters more, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it. I thought the book flowed well. I thought the series, like, it made sense to me. I really liked it. And it got me into, like, my fantasy books. Yeah. I know a lot more fantasy
I think now. This is a good, like, step into fantasy because it's still in a romance. Little piggy dipping. I mean, they are long books and there's a lot of them, but they're easy. The writing is easy.
And just pull a me, and if you don't know the word, just pronounce it some way and say it wrong in your head.
Just don't say it out loud. Don't worry about it.
Don't say it out loud. That's what I do. I was silly and downloaded these books on my Kindle because I didn't want to actually pick them up. Because then
it
I could read
them. It was difficult reading them with my baby hands, I will say. It's a lot. It's a lot of book.
they're big for the baby hands. I like them. But
if the series became, will always like an HBO series or something,
oh,
that'd be crazy.
Yes.
I think HBO would be the only way these would be like properly done.
Yeah, because there was that other fantasy series that I never could watch because there was too many people to keep track of.
Are you talking about Game of Thrones?
Yes.
There are a lot of people.
I watched season one and I was like, I can't keep track of all these people. I'm done. I was actively
watching it with Taylor. And he'd be like, oh, that person's back. And I'd be like, we've seen them?
See, I can't.
Am I supposed to know this person?
I can't do that. No.
I've seen the entire series. I couldn't really tell you.
They were fighting over
some thrones.
That
I could be sure.
I watched season one and I was like, I don't even know who these people are. I had a good time. I was not.
I couldn't.
My dad loved it. Back to you, but I could not get into it.
More of an epic fantasy.
Yeah, see, now we both have not read Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
And we need to read that.
I get nervous.
I own the paperback. I've heard the first book is fantastic, but I've heard the second book is not good. A lot of
people are like, okay with stopping at the second one because...
But the third one's coming out soon. I think in January.
I get nervous, but I hear a lot of the same... complaints are like with ACOTAR that some people just don't like the romance or just don't feel connected to the characters. So
I need a book with romance.
Give it a try. I need a little something.
I need a little something something. I can't have a fate to black. I'm like
battle. Yeah.
Can't be all just blood and gore. I need some lovey doveyness in this. Okay. Yeah.
It's a balance.
Exactly.
Oh man. Well, if you want to get into fantasy, you can get into this, I feel like.
Yeah.
But don't take it too seriously.
No, don't. Yeah.
Don't take things to heart. Turn your brain off a little bit and just go for it.
I think especially like Valeris, it's beautifully done.
The world building the way they describe it is great. It's like light on the politics.
Yeah.
You don't get overwhelmed and you just learn about the cities. It's so pretty.
Yeah, and you get to hear like the other courts and like who rules them. Like you get, it's not just one court or like one problem. Like there's a lot of different
travel
things
around.
Yeah, I enjoyed it
a lot. So sorry that review was so late, but we got there.
But hey, we read the entire series.
That's true. Bonus.
Instead of
honestly,
just we gave you more. I don't know what to tell you.
We gave you our all.
We told you we've been reading, okay?
We have been reading. Boy, have we been reading.
Boy, have we.
Boy, howdy. If you want to listen to more of our episodes, you can check out our podcast on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this. We have several episodes already.
We promise we will put more out.
And we will put more out. We'll get there.
We're going to get there. We had lots of things that happened. It wasn't just, you know,
just threw a wrench into everything.
It did. But we're getting back. We both have lots of time on our hands at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be great.
Doing it.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram at Baby Guest Ass Podcast. I forget everything that I usually say at this time. It's been a while.
I think that's good. Yeah.
We have a TikTok and a YouTube. We'll get there eventually.
YouTube you post. TikTok.
Yeah, I post our podcast on there.
YouTube.
We'll eventually do a video or something.
Yeah, and then you can see our expressions and we'll put makeup
on. You can see
on.
The disgust in our face when we're confused. And
you can see our animal. Sometimes Millie makes an appearance, you know.
Oh, I wish we were recording when she was talking to the mic earlier, but.
Oh, she's a talker. She's a talker. She's currently sitting on the floor next to me. So.
Oh.
Because I'm sitting in loaf. She sleeps in this chair that I'm sitting in. So.
So she's waiting in line.
Angry. She is.
Alrighty, guys. Like and follow wherever you're listening to this right now. Tell your friends. Tell your pets.
Tell them I said
to them. We will talk to you next time.
Next time it will be, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Yes.
We really lost it, didn't we?
We'll get it back.
Well, I don't know if we ever really had it.
That's fair. Okay, bye.